Discipleship for the BFC Family. Our reading today comes from Revelation 21, 1 through 6, and the Word of the Lord says this, "Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and the sea was no more. And I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, 'Behold, the dwelling place of God is with man. He will dwell with them, and they will be his people, and God himself will be with them as their God. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and death shall be no more. Neither shall there be mourning, nor crying, nor pain any more, for the former things have passed away.' And he who was seated on the throne said, 'Behold, I am making all things new.' Also he said, 'Write this down, for these words are trustworthy and true.' And he said to me, 'It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end.'" This is the word of the Lord. I want to talk to you today about finally home. You know, it's always good to keep the destination in mind when you make a long journey. Sometimes our journeys can be uncomfortable, sometimes perilous. It helps during such moments to remember that the bumpy road you're traveling on leads finally home at last. If we can remind ourselves of the comforts and joys of home while we journey, somehow the rough patches become just a little bit more bearable. The passage before us today is a very condensed way of telling us about our eternal home, journey's end for believers. What are some of the noteworthy blessings that we can look forward to for encouragement as we travel through life? Well, our passage tells us, first of all, that our final home is a whole new creation, one perfectly healed from all of sin's corruptions. God created this present world as a proper dwelling place for God and man to enjoy together. But the entrance of sin in Eden spoiled everything. Romans 8, 19 through 22 tells us that nature now is groaning, longing for the final redemption of the sons of God so that it too can be restored. So heaven is going to send a whole new creation down, beautiful as a bride prepared for her husband in that day. Then our text tells us that our final home will be the dwelling place of God and man. The fellowship between the Creator and His creatures that was broken in Eden will finally and forever be restored in that day. And what a restoration! Not only fellowship restored, but all tears caused by sin wiped away, death put away, the death of death, sorrow and pain finally healed. All the former things of this sin-soaked present darkness chased forever from our sight. And then lastly, our text tells us that our final home is being prepared by the one who makes all things new. The sovereign Creator will once again call a new environment into existence for redeemed humanity to live in. The great artist who crafted this present world with such wondrous skill that even sin's stain couldn't completely obscure its beauty. That artist will once again create a whole new creation of unequaled glory, suitable to care forever for all of his children. So if you need some encouragement while you tread the dusty paths of this present creation, just remind yourself that as a believer in Jesus, you've been promised a new heaven and a new earth as your final home. Let's pray. Lord, thank you that we have a glorious final home being prepared for us that we'll move into someday. You're the master builder of that home whose power, wisdom, and artistry cannot be equaled. We can't wait to see your handiwork in all its glory. Until that day, encourage our hearts as we look forward to seeing all that you've prepared for your children. And we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, thanks for joining us again today. Remember, as a believer, you will be finally home one day.